From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the threat of Al-Shabaab looming, President Obama says the United States and Kenya are united in the face of terrorism. But Mr. Obama and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta differed on other issues. VOA's Aru Pandey is traveling with President Obama and has this report from Nairobi.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
And later today, President Obama moves on to Addis Ababa, in the capital of Ethiopia. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 on Saturday, 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20. No one claimed responsibility, but the bombings, they say, appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the country's security operations will continue as long as is necessary. This is VOA News.